The Chasam Sofer is bothered by the opening pasuk in this week's parsha, Vayichali Truma, or Daber El Bnei Yisrael, Vayichali Truma, Me'ez Kol Ish Asher Yivenu Libo, Tichu Es Trumasi. It sounds like there are two separate groups that are going to be bringing gifts to the building of the Mishkan. There is Vayichali Truma, there is Get Truma for me, and then it's from all those Me'ez Kol Ish Asher Yivenu Libo, Tichu Es Trumasi. So you're getting one group sounds like they're required to give a gift, and another group it is not required to give a gift, but they're all bringing these gifts to the Mishkan. What exactly is happening? Why is this the case? Says the Chasam Sofer, I'll tell it to you. It's based on his understanding of the sin of the Egel Hazav, as opposed to the understanding of the Gemara Yerushalmi in Shkalim. The Gemara in Shkalim writes that the power of the Yetzer Hara is so strong that when it comes to an Avera, the Yetzer Hara can get everyone in Klal Yisrael to sin, as opposed to a mitzvah. It's very hard for the Yetzer Tov to get everyone involved, to get them motivated to do good. What do you mean? Well, we're told that when it came to the Egel Hazav, by Yisparku Kol Ha'am, the entire nation gave of their jewelry. But by the Mishkan, it doesn't say the entire nation gave. It said Kol Nediv Lev Heviu, anyone whose heart moved them gave. How could it be that everyone was giving for the Egel and only a majority of people were giving for the Mishkan? It's to show you, it proves to you, the power of the Yetzer Hara. But this doesn't paint Klal Yisrael in a very positive light. Everyone sinned by the Egel Hazav, and only part of Klal Yisrael participated in the building of the Mishkan. Says the Chasam Sofer, I can't accept that. That's not pshat. Rather, he says, let me find this chus for Klal Yisrael. He says, if you think about it carefully, and you read the psukim, we're told, Vayikalu ha'am al Aaron. It says that the Am came to Aaron and said, where is Moshe? We don't know where he is. It's getting late. There's a problem here. Lo yada mehayalo. Who is this Am? Who is this nation that came to Aaron to complain? Was it the entire Klal Yisrael that came to complain? Says the Chasam Sofer, it cannot be. Because how many people were killed as a result of the participation in the Egel? 3,000 people were killed. If only 3,000 people were killed, by Yikalu Ha'am Al Aaron, the Am that we're referring to are those 3,000 people. Those are the ones who were actively involved, who are the worst of the worst, the biggest misfits in the community of Klal Yisrael, and they were killed. There were many others who were guilty by association. They didn't make a macha, they didn't protest, or maybe even in their hearts, they were happy about what was happening at the time, but they didn't take an active role in the service of the Egel. Nevertheless, it was a small group. When we say Vayisparku Kol Ha'am, that everyone gave up their jewelry, no, it doesn't mean everyone of Klal Yisrael gave their jewelry. It means from that group, there were 3,000 that participated actively and gave of their jewelry. Now that we understand it was only a small minority who participated in the Egel actively, even though there were many others who were passively involved in the Egel, now we can understand, get a better understanding of what took place by the donations for the Mishkan. We're told, Kol Nediv Lev Heviu, all who were Nediv Lev, all whose heart moved them to give, they brought jewelry. What do you mean, all who brought, whose heart drew them, they brought? Well, let's remember, why were they building the Mishkan? The simple understanding was that, one of the understandings is the reason why the Mishkan was brought was for an atonement for the Egel Hazav. Well, that means now that there are really two groups in Klal Yisrael. There was a group that was guilty by association, and as a result, they needed to bring jewelry to the Mishkan. They needed to make donations to the Mishkan in order to atone for their sin. And then there were others who had no involvement at all in the Egel. And if they had no involvement at all in the Egel, they weren't obligated to bring a donation. Their donation was optional. It was a free will gift. Says Chasam Sofer, now we understand the pasuk in the beginning of this week's parsha, Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu li truma. speak to Klal Yisrael and they're required to give me truma. Who's required to give me a truma? Those people who are involved by association in the Egel, they are required to bring, to give me a truma, to give jewelry, to bring donations to the building of the Mishkan as a kapara. And then there's a second group, Me'ez Kol Ish Asher Yidvenu Libo, Tichu Es Truma Si. For those whose heart desires or whose heart moves them, I would also take a truma from them as well. So everyone was able to participate in the building of the Mishkan, not only those who needed a kapara for the sin of the Egel, but even those who, on their own free will, wanted to be involved in the building of the Mishkan. And says the Chasam Sofer, this explanation, this interpretation, fits in beautifully with the pasuk in Parshas Vayakel, Perek Lamed Hey, pasuk Chaf Beis. Pasuk says, "Vayavo ha'anashim al hanashim, kol nediv lev heviu chach vanesem v'tabas v'chumaz kol klei zahav v'chol isha sherhenif tnufa zahav l'Hashem." Again, the pasuk, if you read it carefully, seems to split up into two different groups. It mentions that kol nediv lev, if you were a nediv lev, if you gave, which we understand now, on your own free will, not as a kapara for the sin of the Egel HaZav. So what did they bring? They brought chach and nezem. They brought rings and jewelry, earrings, tabas, v'chumaz, kol klei zav. They brought all types of different golden kalim. And then there was another group, v'chol ish asher heinif tnufas zahav l'Hashem. And then there was another group that gave some form of golden wave offering. What exactly is this gold wave offering? And even more than that, why are they not bringing the earrings and the kalim that are, why are they just bringing this a gold waving? In fact, the Ramban says that this tenufas zahav was broken pieces of gold. Why are they bringing these broken pieces of gold to the Mishkan? Says the Chasam Sofer, you know why? It's because that second group are the people who sinned at the Egel. And what did they bring at the Egel? All their jewelry, all their best, finest golden vessels and earrings and jewelry were given to the service of the Egel HaZav. That's why it's not surprising that they couldn't bring it to the Mishkan. They didn't have it anymore. So who brought the fancy jewelry, the fine gold? That were the people who were giving their own free will offering. But the people who came and brought the gold, the broken pieces of gold as an atonement, who are those? That was the ones who brought it. I'm sorry, that group brought it as an atonement for their participation in the Egel HaZav. And the Chasam Sofer then takes it one step further and says, what's the significance of the waving of the golden coins or of the gold? Why do they need to wave it? Well, he explains that when a person sins in private, then they atone for themselves in private. But when you sin in public, you have to make a public display of an apology, a public atonement for their sin. So what is this tenufa zahav? Why is this waving? This waving was a public pronunciation, a public expression of vidui and tshuva. And that was the significance of the tenufa zahav. So we see that in our parsha, the beginning of the parsha, there's two groups. There's the v'yikholi truma and me'es kolisha sher yidvenu libo. Anyone who is nediv lev from here on out, we understand we're not involved in any way in the sin of the Egel HaZav. And therefore, their participation in the building of the Mishkan was on their own free will. Their desire, their heart brought them, they were nediv lev, to bring their offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Mishkan. But everyone else, it was v'yikholi truma. No, those were the other group who participated in the Egel by association. They were obligated to give a truma because they needed a kapara, and that was the same group that couldn't bring the rings and others because that was something that they didn't own anymore. And as a result, they could only bring the tenufas zav. So you see, the Chasam Sofer tells us a fascinating interpretation, tells us that what we've learned on our entire lives was incorrect. there was just a very small minority who were actively involved, who were the ones who were complaining to Aaron and said, well, this needs to change. Even our numbers, when we think about the Erev Rav, we always thought they were a little bit larger than this small group. But it was a very small group, and the Yetzer Hara did not, like the Gemara and Shkalim said, convince everyone to give of their jewelry to the Egel. It wasn't that the Erev Rav started it and then everyone joined in. No. The Erev Rav, or whoever it was, that small group, a fringe group, they started it, and some people were involved, but still, it wasn't all of Klal Yisrael. The greatest showing of Klal Yisrael was not in the way that they sinned, but actually in the way that they responded to sin, and the way that they came together to build the Mishkan. And may we continue to come together to build beautiful buildings for Klal Yisrael, whether physical ones or spiritual ones, as we continue our journey to continue to stay close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Torah. Have a great day.